Hello, Gabriel here. It is Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and things are going pretty good. This morning I weighed in at 353.4, and honestly, I'm ecstatic to report that I am inching ever so closer to a huge milestone of being underneath 350, where a bunch of things change. I'm gonna have to book my DEXA scan so I can get an idea of what I look like underneath. I now get access to many more cardio machines that I am now within the weight tolerance of, or at least will be soon. And I think, could be wrong, I think as I get below 350 and push forward a little bit further, I will actually fit into 2XL clothes relatively comfortably. So things are progressing along quite nicely. Today I'm actually feeling pretty good. Unfortunately, for the last few weeks, that has certainly not been the case. I've been struggling, and that's been what's made it hard to really get anything out, is there's been a lot of pressure and stressors inside this process and outside the whole weight loss shenanigans. And so one of the big things that was starting to get me is I definitely was getting impatient about even reaching this far. It was not that long ago, maybe even a week ago, that I wasn't sure I would be here so quickly. I'm constantly upset about the day-to-day numbers, and a big part of this was that pretty much since January, I kind of started doing weight loss on autopilot. I would lit the scale, decide my eating decisions, which was kind of a bad idea because I was weighing myself daily. And the whole reason I decided to kind of go on autopilot for a bit was that the idea was that I would reduce the stress of constantly tracking calories and macros and other things. But I think this had a couple of negative effects that really have caught up with me in recent months, which is one, weight loss does slow down. It's been harder as things go on. Yes, it was still continuing to lose. I was still progressing, but I kind of noticed that things were slowing in a way that I was not comfortable with. And then the other part of it was that honestly, I was just feeling quite terrible as a whole. And I think by allowing carbohydrates to become not even, you know, part of the dietary plan, but to become, again, the majority of the diet, I basically just felt miserable all the time, which I attribute to probably just not getting enough protein. And so recently, out of this frustration, I decided to start counting calories again, which I will be honest, was a difficult shift. Going from intuitive eating, which was working, to now being much more rigid with myself, it kind of shows me how much extra slack I've been cutting myself, which, hey, maybe helped in some ways, but I think on balance was not truly serving me in this process. The other thing I've been struggling with is for at least a couple of days now, I'm off caffeine again because I had kind of got sucked into having it regularly again, and that was very hard. I'm still a little jittery in the sense that I want soda, I want caffeine, I definitely do want it, so I gotta be careful. And it's a hard one because I really do feel so much better when I feel caffeinated. I kind of just have to do what I can to eschew that. I mean, the nice side benefit of actually being off caffeine for a while is that I do feel actually a fair bit more rested, which I think is the other plank in the major issue that has come head to head to me lately, where basically I realized I was not prioritizing recovery enough. I was going for as many walks as I could. I was pushing hard in the gym, but I was really not doing as much as I should to make sure I'm properly recovering. And part of this is that, like, I still don't really understand recovery very well. I don't really, because it's not like I have a health bar on my character sheet that I can just consult. Oh, I guess I'm doing too much. It's just, oh, you just feel progressively miserable. And on some level, you get used to that. And so it's not very clear where you should stop, what you should reassess. So I think my recovery issues were caused by three major problems. One, which was sleep difficulties due to caffeine consumption. Two was not getting enough protein. And the third one is kind of embarrassing to admit because I'm sure you can remember those situations where you have this problem, you're like, oh, I think this is the solution, but I don't want it to be the solution because, you know, you just wish it was anything else. You wish, oh, I wish it could be something quick and easy or something else, but Honestly, I kind of had a thought recently that maybe I'm not feeling as good because I haven't been to the pool as much lately. Maybe swimming, even though I can burn a similar amount of calories walking, maybe swimming has other benefits that I've been missing out on by not swimming as consistently as I used to. And so yesterday, I went to the pool for a swim, got to sit in the sauna as well too, and yeah, I felt radically different. Unfortunately, I was correct that that was the issue, and I guess I have to really push myself to spend more time in the pool. I think a big part of the problem is I am not fixed. I am still substantially heavy, and walking around, as fun as it is, especially when it's nice and sunny out, is still a significant drain on my body, which is frustrating, honestly. I have had so much fun walking around in the sun, really just enjoying being out in the fresh air. I will admit, it's just so much mentally easier to say, oh, I'll just go for a long walk. And then I do that, and it's because the mental resistance is so much smaller. That's basically what ended up happening most of the time for the last few months. So I'm committed to trying to resolve these things. I need to make sure I go swimming at least one other time this week. I need to make sure I continue that moving forward. I need to stay the hell away from caffeine, and I really need to make sure I'm prioritizing protein, but also calorie counts generally. And I can say after 2 weeks of this, I've noticed a pretty radical shift in, well, just the pace and feel of everything. It's been hard. I can definitely say that there was quite a bit of frustration in the sense that I've been at this for so long. It's basically been a whole year of heavily, you know, working out and doing the dieting thing. But there was a substantial amount of time before that where I was trying to mentally realign myself, which took quite a lot of effort, wrestling with some difficult feelings. And even now, I'm still mired in it. I've been poised to ask myself, why am I so hard on myself? And the root of it basically seems to boil down to there's pressure. And I would say 80% of that pressure comes from me, but not the totality of it. I'm glad I was able to make the changes that have seemingly made enough of a difference that I'm more confident and my ability to proceed for the rest of the year. In truth, my ambitious 200 pounds down in 2025 target is at risk. I am at least a couple of percentage points behind as far as the percentage I've made actually and the percentage progress we are throughout the year. I am hoping I can catch up, but really, being as much down as I am for this year alone, it would not be such a terrible loss just to continue on at the same pace or even maintain what I've gotten so far. But I'm excited. I'm excited to push forward. I'm excited to see how much I can get done by the end of the year. It's kind of sad, but I've kind of been realizing that when it comes to various exercises I'm interested in, push-ups, dead hangs, and potentially other things that may open up, it seems that my ability to strengthen myself is far outpaced by the benefit of simply losing the extra pounds on me as far as being able to make those movements feasible and doable easily. Because it's one of those situations where there is a part of me that wishes dead hangs would not be easier, but that I could just have double the grip strength, no biggie, right? But I guess I'm beginning to recognize that the human body has limits. Imagine that. And there comes a point where you are much better off just simply removing so much of the difficulty off the table to make things work. And so with some amount of humble pie, I am trying to really just reaffirm to myself that I do need to be more patient when it comes to some of these exercises. It's clear that I can get strong enough to do them as, you know, well and as consistently as I'd like. But maybe I've jumped the gun a little bit. Maybe when I hit below 400, I'm like, time for push-ups. Maybe that was overshooting things a bit. Maybe that was being a bit too greedy, as I like to call it. But the thing is I am honestly kind of excited to push forward in various fitness goals as I become more within range that put these things on the table. I'm excited to get started, which is why I push myself however I can. But it's been hard to learn the patience. It's been really hard to be willing to give these things the time it takes to change. And so really this entire process has been a very arduous task of trying to be patient. And unfortunately, when it comes to being patient, I'm not even patient with myself being patient. I want to somehow be this Zen guru who's figured out patience today. Why would that take years? Why would that take time to learn? Why would that be a skill like anything else? It's hilarious to me that I guess it's really the simple stuff that is a roadblock for me, even thus far. And you know, when I really look back at my old recordings from the early days, I honestly feel ungrateful for what past Gabriel was willing to go through. And I feel like Gabriel at the start of this was a much stronger person than even I am. It's ironic to me how much I feel like starting with all the uncertainty really is a much stronger feat of character than what I'm kind of flailing to do now, which is keep on going, keep the momentum high. It's fascinating to me how much I wish I had the optimism, the faith, and the, I wouldn't say certainty, because Pastor Gabriel was not certain about any of this at all. If anything, I've gained a bit of certainty throughout this process, but I do think because this process has worn me down quite a bit, I am a little bit envious of past Gabriel's drive and passion that honestly I do feel lacking these days, which is part of the calculation that I really do need to focus on recovery. I'm thinking once I focus on recovery, I may regain that fire. I may regain that focus and that will that very much feels lacking, even though I'm doing more of the right stuff, especially lately, especially in these last few days. Things have begun to fall into place again. But because I've already built all these habits, because Pastor Gabriel was the one building these habits from scratch, to me, it doesn't feel like the same kind of effort, the same immense push of willpower that it was at the start, because at this point, the levers are already there. I just need to rearrange them. I have the habits. I can make things happen. I've built a certain modicum of self-mastery that allows me to make these corrections. But I guess I'm kind of awe-inspired in some ways about how hard that was to start from the beginning, because I'm beginning to recognize how much harder it is to start, how much harder it is to make those early victories than even the difficult changes I've been struggling with lately. Lately, the biggest challenge really has been, how do I do the things that I know I need to do? And I've basically done them already. I've done them before in some form. It's just more of a keep going and keeping on balance kind of situation. But unfortunately, when you're starting out, you don't really have the luxury of that. You've probably broken so much trust with yourself, you don't honestly believe you could accomplish anything at all. At least that was the situation I was in. Man, if I was to go back and talk to my past self about what he felt was impossible, I'd be like, no, that's totally doable. You can totally do all those things. But what both me and past me struggle with is definitely having reasonable expectations. And I think in many ways, that's been my stumbling block. I definitely want to fix everything all at once. I definitely want everything to miraculously turn around. And that creates this kind of environment where, anything that doesn't deliver that surely must be insufficient. And I think that is probably the key to the reason why I feel personally so inadequate all the time, because I have unrealistic expectations about what I can accomplish, especially under the circumstances I'm under. And I think the answer that I'm really trying to wrestle with is, what is good enough? You need to reach that. You know, you don't want to languish and abandon all hope and then say, I can't do anything, because that's how you spiral into despair. But the thing I'm kind of struggling with, whether it's with lifting, whether it's with the broader process, whether it's with other endeavors in life, is how do you be content with doing enough? And I really do encounter this with lifting, probably in the most obvious of ways, because I'm tempted to lift heavier than lighter, because I know you need a certain amount of effort to really make muscles grow, to make everything work. And the thing is that I have more than once now encountered situations where I definitely lifted more than I should have, and that caused some kind of problem or difficulty. At least, thankfully, the last two times it was temporary. I got over it, I felt better. But the thing is that I really do notice that my self-imposed pressure, or ego, in the case of lifting, really is counterproductive. And it would be nice if I could take a more relaxed attitude of, I'm just doing the thing. I'm just putting this effort in, and this effort is enough, and this will work. And I think in many ways, it has to come from fear of failing, fear of wasting time, which is very linked to that desire to have crazy results in an unrealistic time frame. I'm beginning to accept that it really does take a longer time investment to accomplish any of these things. But I can say that out loud, but it doesn't really sink in. In the moment when I am pressed, I absolutely feel, nope, this has to be the one that makes it, you know? It's funny how you can understand something, but not really understand it. And I guess I have to face the lesson a couple more times in a direct and practical way before I truly understand it. So all in all, things are challenging, for sure. I would say difficult in some ways, but I am very happy and grateful to be where I am. I feel like past Gabriel has inherited me a situation that I can work with. I feel like I'm in this situation where I have the tools to continue going forward, and I'm very blessed by the fact that, at least with my life situation in the way that it is, I can keep going, and I'm very happy about all that. I am definitely apprehensive about many things up ahead. I'm very concerned now that even though I'm in the 350s, I have a lot of extra skin already showing up. And so that just shows me just how extreme it's going to be once I hit my target. And that is daunting for a bunch of reasons. But what I'm most worried about is if any degree of physical discomfort from that, because already, now it's just noises. If I go up the stairs or if I do certain movements, I can hear it slap, which is honestly not very fun. I can honestly attest to noticing it. It's not even that the sound itself is upsetting, but it's what the sound means that's kind of, I guess, more difficult to deal with. And the other things I'm nervous about is that it's starting to get colder now. Summer is basically over, and that's troubling to me for a variety of reasons, not the least of which being I've lost so much weight. I'm over 200 pounds down, so that means I've got 200 pounds less of insulation to keep me warm, and so I have to be way more diligent about bundling up. I have to be way more careful about staying warm this season, because what I was afraid of last winter was the cold keeping me inside, which I think, no matter how hard I try, might end up happening in some form this winter, which is why I'm grateful that one of the things, I did many things to kind of try to account for that, and I'm glad that I chose such a simple plan for the pool. I think going back to the pool more focused will actually end up helping me this winter more than hindering me. But I am very concerned about how the cold will affect me, because I don't know, I do kind of associate feeling cold with a lot of negative feelings, I guess. And so I'm gonna have to double my efforts to stay warm, especially this winter, but even coming into the fall, because even on this walk, it's 10 degrees, which is funny because I guess in Canadian fall, 10 degrees feels cold, but in the springtime, 10 degrees would feel super warm. And it's funny how I'm in the same kind of outfit I would wear in the springtime if it was 10 degrees, but I'm feeling absolutely chilly. On a lighter note, I've got a couple of in-body scans from the time I've been at the gym. And these are not as accurate as a DEXA scan, though some people will point out that that's not super accurate. Measurements are what measurements are. I'm not too invested in the particulars of these, but I like what I've kind of gotten out of seeing the time progression. So what the in-body, which is like this fancy scale that lets you hold on to these handles and do some kind of body fat analysis, it has an interesting segment on the report where it talks about how much muscle mass is on a particular limb or part of the body. So for instance, it'll either be your right arm, your left arm, your legs, or your core, or whatever. And the thing is that looking at those in-body scan results, I can already see that there has been significant improvement, especially on the arms, because it has a raw maximal value about, it has an absolute value about how much muscle it estimates is there, but it also has that value as a percentage point. And so given that I've lost so much weight and some amount of it is naturally fat and some of it is certainly water and some of it has to be muscle on some level, though maybe not, I don't know. The thing is that at least the proportion of lean mass, according to this particular scan, is going up. So to me, that's a sign that everything is fundamentally working on some level. I feel like I can breathe a sigh of relief by contrasting these reports and really looking at it. It does seem like things actually are working quite well. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to a lot of this, because what I'm really wrestling with is, believe me, I would love to exhaust my natural potential in terms of muscle building all the way down. But I am, I guess, being shown that that is certainly not a realistic expectation. And so what's nice about having these reports is I at least have something concrete to show myself that I am approaching good enough on some of these metrics. But as always, I'm really excited for the springtime, because springtime, especially at the rate things are going, means I'll be able to ride my bike again, provided I'm able to scrounge around enough to tune it up. I'll probably have to watch some videos to give me an idea on how to do some of the things that I've certainly fallen out of practice in doing. And so I'm really just excited for what that first bike ride in the springtime will mean. Truthfully, at 350, I've been on my bike on 350 before, so I really could just jump the gun and do it now. But truthfully, I don't really have the bandwidth to fix up the bike at the moment. So I am putting it off till spring, especially because maybe I'll be easier on the brakes, which will definitely matter. Because I remember last time I was riding it, it felt like I was wearing down the brake pads every week. So I'll be substantially lighter in the springtime, and I'm looking forward to actually potentially feeling comfortable on the bike, which will be a strange feeling because I'm already beginning to approach a size where I haven't been in pretty much my entire adult life. I don't really have hard numbers from the past. Around 2020, I actually lost a great deal of personal data. It was one of those textbook blunders of reinstalling the system and wiping the wrong drive. It was a very painful moment. Definitely take backup seriously because, oh, personal data being lost just stings, man. It's not fun at all. So don't forget your backups. Absolutely. Any data you have on yourself, make sure it's in your control. Don't just put it all in the cloud, of course. But then on top of that, definitely make sure you have redundant backups. I mean, what I wish I had done is had taken some, again, the more personal stuff that I was really going to miss or want in the future. I wish I had just copied it and left it with a friend or a relative because, you know, for instance, my old weight loss spreadsheet from the first time I lost a ton of weight isn't really sensitive information. If that ends up in the wrong hands, I don't really care. So if I leave that with somebody and, oh no, they leak it online, that wouldn't be the end of the world. But I definitely regret not saving and honestly distributing some of my personal photos, memories, and data with family before they were lost. So I guess that's just a tip I can share, is that it's worth giving it to somebody who, you know, you trust and is somebody you'd share this with anyways, kind of thing. And that way, at least there is some form of a backup that, in the worst case scenario, you'll still have access to. But all that to say, I really have no idea where the tipping point is in when I get to be lighter than I've basically ever been for my entire adult life. And I know I'm getting close, which is partially what's driving the impatience. I'm like, I'm feeling so different. I should be ready to go. I should be able to really, you know, do all the things I dream of doing. But maybe it's worth letting a winter pass. Maybe it's worth waiting a few seasons to really lock in the benefits and really feel better and really be able to take on so many more challenges rather than rushing to do them all now, when truthfully, I have a lot on my plate at the moment. So that's all what I've been wrestling with lately. Thank you so much for listening. I am so sorry for not uploading more often. Ironically, this is my sixth attempt of recording something and putting something out. I actually think this recording might actually make it to the editing floor because I'm feeling at least good enough and things have aligned that I might be able to get this done. But yeah, things have been tough lately. It has been genuinely hard to get things out because I have been feeling so down and frustrated. And it's hard to share that. It really is. I have the recordings, so maybe I'll use them for something in the future. But at least for now, I'm very much stuck with trying to do the best I can. And so I really appreciate any thoughts, questions, or ideas you'd like to share. I mean, it really does mean a lot to me that people listen to this. And so, even if it's something short and sweet, or even if you don't reach out at all, I hope you have an excellent one.